Hello, you have reached the office of Peter Stuyvesant, Director General of New Amsterdam. If you'd like to leave a message, please do so after the tone. Thank you.
Oh people. Some few hundreds of years back was Juba. Terrible and disgusting thing. But just as today, in this present day, as we see and feel disgusted by what our ancestors had to go through, we sit today in a civilized society, still having a modern day Juba. We have to wait in a country where there is a lot of cheese and milk in abundance. Cheese that is no more of essence is what is given to people who are less privileged in this time of comfort, and call it what? Nutritionally. You need people to be strong to be able to perform and function. Why won't you give them something good to eat? Do they only deserve leftovers from hotels, from airports, from supermarkets? Dates almost expiring, dates being trampled with. Oh Lord, let's wake up and fight against this injustice in our system, because for a man to function, I'm not forgetting the women too, our mothers and future mothers of tomorrow. Why won't you just offer another human being what you offer yourself? You wouldn't do that just because they can afford and you can afford, and yet still you have it in abundance. Still you wouldn't give. You keep it in refrigerators and in silos until it's all going rotten before it's into Africa or Bangladesh or earthquake victims in Iran, or maybe to Katrina-stricken people in the U.S. of A., fellow Americans, neglected and downtrodden just because they are in a state of havoc, just because they have a misfortune plaguing them. Mr. President and his buddies, don't give a damn. Give them just what is there, and anybody who don't want to have it, that's their business. No, that's not the way. Treat people right. Most of all, when they mean something to the welfare of today and of children to follow. It's surprising to know that these days we have still Juba and gibberish stuff given to us. Oh, it's such a shame. Oh, will we ever wake up? And when are we gonna wake up? I hope soon. Because when the madman strikes his bomb, then there will be no Juba left, neither for the white man or for the black man or for the sick man or for the oppressed or for those who are on the other side of misfortune, plagued with drugs, alcohol, or whatever. There are still good people among who are just struck by lightning, like butterfly caught in a hurricane. They didn't wish for it. They didn't choose that. It just happened. Why deny them get some good meal. So tomorrow they can make contribution. All we asking for, give people the right nutrition. If you have it, and yes we have it, what's stopping us? A word to a wise should be enough, because we are ready to contribute and we are ready to get involved, because we are part of the solution, just like you are part of the problem. Just because you want it to be like that. This is a letter from modern day people. God bless our souls.
Haarlem, Vlissingen, Breukelen, Statenland, Kromme Zee, De Bouwerij, Schuilkil.
in peaceful windows.
Lucky people.
That's why you came to Amsterdam.
Yeah, so I was amazed there how cool. Like they lay the world. But you know, it's just the people who are extremely rich and extremely poor who do this exposure
thing.
It's
not,
but the average
in the middle, no, they do well. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I noticed it after all my friends before my friends told me.
Then you started looking.
Yeah.
Most of these villages to look like that or like that, but now it's become very high rent here. So.
That's studio too.
Yeah. Well, this was artist's country here.
Cool.
Thank you. het ijs in het Noord-Hollandse kanaal is gebroken. Mantelmeeuwen en kraaien staan op de schotsen, maken ruzie, plukken aan iets doods. Aalscholvers en futen duiken in het open water naar vis. Reigers staan opgelucht aan de kant. Voor hen geen hongerwinter. Hij loopt langs het kanaal, waterland in de rug, het centrum in de verte. Maar dat kan je niet zien. Er staan bomen voor. Hoe ver is de dam nou helemaal? Hij hoort hoog gegak in de lucht. Koolganzen uit waterland, het mooiste natuurgebied van de stad. Daar komen ze. Hij telt 200 stuks in een mooie vee. Hoe moet de koploper zich voelen? De voorste koolgans van de vee. De jongens daarachter hebben het makkelijk. Volg de leider en je vliegt nog uit de wind ook. Maar die voorste, die moet bepalen hoe de hele groep gaat. En die krijgt later de schuld als ze verkeerd uitkomen. Daar heb je het al. Ze weifelen. De voorste gans houdt in en wordt links en rechts ingehaald door ganzen die het ook niet weten. De vee slaat uit elkaar, wordt een rondje, wordt een lange rechte lijn, wordt een wolk. En overlegt er luidruchtig met elkaar, gakt erop los. Hoogpiepende tonen. Waar ligt de grote stad wat te doen? Naar het westen erlangs of even gaan kijken? Dag mijn lieve luisterboefjes. Het mengpaneel stort onder onze drukteprogramma's in. Welkom.
Touches her hip and her hair. This is me washed, rinsed through.
Ja, en het is deze keer niet een gewone speeltuin, maar een speciale. Ik heb twee gasten in deze uitzending. Ten eerste Diederik, die de muziek verzorgt. En ten tweede Michelle Terrain, die momenteel op straat met een monitor loopt. Ik ga haar zo bellen. Gedurende deze uitzending leg ik je uit hoe en wat jij moet doen. En ik heb ook nog een interview met Remco Daalder. Nou ja, kortom.
Sunshine. Playground, oatmeal, railroad. Sunshine. Lunchbox. Playground, raincoat. Hot dog. Playground, oatmeal, railroad.
Een pakje of zo?
Nee.
In mijn brievenbus?
In de brievenbus.
Daar roept hem u voor naar beneden.
Ja, niet goed. De PTT met de post. De post ligt in de brievenbus. De PTT met de post. De post ligt in de brievenbus.
Nou, als u nu zegt, ik ga iedere dag ga ik bellen dat uw post in de bus ligt, vind ik het prima. Maar ik moet me aankleden naar beneden komen.
Ik zeg niet dat u alle de minuut naar beneden moet komen. Ik bel alleen even aan dat u weet dat er de post is.
Er ligt post in je brievenbus. Dat komen ze tegenwoordig zeggen.
Ja. 1160th second for shadow photography on the sequence camera. Okay.
I took so much more, man.
Not bad.
because it's not really about like the archiving of these spaces or these types of maps. There's sort of a process involved in walking and a way of describing where you are and deriving experience from it. So there's all of these ways that you, for example, you interfere with space and the way that space interferes with you, with public space. And so you develop like these spatial sort of narratives through that process of motion. So for me, it's more like a process, a performance process of understanding the space around you through the stories that are told through spaces or not. Basically, there's like these hidden stories, these memory spaces.
Mijn volk, nadat ons land met angstvallige nauwgezetheid al deze maanden een stipte neutraliteit had in acht genomen, en terwijl het geen ander voornemen had dan deze houding streng en consequent vol te houden, is in de afgelopen nacht, zonder de minste waarschuwing, een plotselinge aanval op ons gebied gedaan.
Jim, I would like to know, because of your last name, which is Van... How do you actually say your last name? Van Duin? Do you say
Van
that?
Duin, yeah.
Yeah, Van Duin. In Dutch, I guess, but that's how I would pronounce it. How do you pronounce it in American?
Van Duin.
Van Duin, exactly, Van Duin. I was just, basically, the center focus of my questioning is, how would you qualify Dutchness? What characteristics would you apply to Dutchness?
Well, I, you know, strictly based on heritage, my grandparents, you know, great-grandparents were all from there, so strictly based on that, I don't think it relies on any kind of knowledge on my base. I don't pretend to know a great deal about my own personal heritage beyond knowing who my family members were in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any characteristics, or how would you qualify being Dutch? I mean, are there characteristics that you would say this is kind of typical of being Dutch that you grew up with?
You know, I've been told that there's a lot of that. Part of that comes from doing a lot of woodworking and working with my hands in particular. I was told that was somewhat of a characteristic. You know, I'm not really sure if that totally qualifies it, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe because of the artistic skill, and also that the Dutch are, in general, portrayed in history as being very technically efficient and able to execute most anything in different materials. I think that's the dexterity. I think that's what it would be if you someone. Did your family tell you that? That was kind of a Dutch trait, or is it something?
My family and I've been there and I've met with different people from there, and I talked a little bit about that, and they seem to agree with the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
My father was a carpenter, and you know, he was used to doing that. I mean, he grew up on a farm working with his hands, and his closer relatives were more closely related to actually being from the country. So
okay, is your father then first, second generation, third generation?
Third
generation. So your parents, or your great grandparents came here.
One of my great grandparents did.
Okay,
My father is half German and half Dutch.
Your father?
Yes.
Right.
My mother is actually Italian, so.
Okay. Well, that's a good American mix. But do you see these... okay, so you've been to the Netherlands, and you know the Netherlands, or being Dutch, of course, the Netherlands is kind of famous for these things like, I'll just name the big words, tolerance, trading mentality... do you feel like that's something that you also inherently have genetically or something because you're Dutch? Do you feel like that's something that was carried down to you, or do you think that's true about the Dutch?
I think that probably like some of that relates to a work ethic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I think that some of it may be just because, you know, older generations before me probably considered that as being something important that they wanted to express in what they did, so they probably tried a little more. With me, I think it's more of just kind of a subconscious thing, you know, taking pride in work is kind of just something that I was taught to do from an early age, not really because of a heritage thing as much, just because it was kind of inherently something that was important from earlier generations.
In my project, I draw these parallels between Beaver and the Dutch. Both build dams.
Right.
They're both very industrious in their work. Like you were saying, hard workers.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so you think that's a good comparison, Beaver and Dutch?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Part of my project, I am planning on to reconstruct a beaver dam. And I, as a man-made beaver dam, and I'm asking people of Dutch ancestry or Dutch people living in the area to help me. Now, I realize that...
If I can, I will.
Thank you very much. I realize that maybe physically I don't want to endanger your heart condition, but would you feel obliged to take part, even, because you know... you would like to help me, but also that the Dutch are partly responsible for eradicating the beaver.
No, I was just going to say, if I can help you in any way, I'd be more than willing.
Thank you. life, Papa. Sometimes. Gonna rule my papa. Sometimes. Gonna rule him with the cream. Sometimes. Gonna rule with the hickory. Sometimes. Rule with the shotgun. Sometimes. Gonna rule the shotgun. Sometimes. Way go, Lily. Way go, Lily. Way go, Lily. Way go, Lily. Gonna rule my mistress. Sometimes. Gonna rule my mistress. Sometimes. Gonna rule old master. Sometimes. Gonna rule old master. Sometimes. Gonna rule the creek. Sometimes. I'm gonna rule with a hickory. Sometimes. Way go, Lily. Sometimes. Way go, Lily. Sometimes. Gonna rule our ruler. Sometimes. Gonna rule our ruler. Sometimes. Gonna rule our auntie. Sometimes. Gonna rule my auntie. Sometimes. Gonna rule my uncle. Sometimes. Gonna rule with shotgun. Sometimes. Gonna rule with a hickory. Sometimes. Gonna rule with a hickory. Sometimes. Gonna rule with a ruler. Sometimes. Gonna rule with mistress. Sometimes. Gonna rule with mistress. Sometimes. Gonna rule with shotgun. Sometimes. Gonna rule with a hickory. Sometimes. Gonna rule with a stone. Sometimes. Where go Lily? Sometimes. Where go Lily? Sometimes. Where go Lily? Sometimes. Where go Lily? Sometimes. Gonna rule a ruler. Sometimes. Gonna rule a farmer. Sometimes. Gonna rule with a hickory. Sometimes. 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 I'm gonna rule that master. Sometimes. Gonna rule the master. Sometimes. Gonna rule the master. Sometimes. Gonna rule the shotgun. Sometimes. Gonna rule with a shotgun. Sometimes. Gonna rule with a pistol. Sometimes. Gonna rule with a pistol. Sometimes. Way go Lily. Sometimes. Way go Lily. Sometimes. Way go Lily. Sometimes. Gonna rule the sometimes. Gonna rule the ruler. Sometimes. Gonna rule the sometimes. Gonna rule my mama. Sometimes. Gonna rule my papa. Sometimes. Gonna rule with a hickory. Sometimes. Gonna rule with a shotgun. Sometimes. Gonna rule my mama. Sometimes. Gonna rule my papa. Sometimes. Way go Lily. Sometimes. Way.